I take time for quiet. Not listening, not talking, nothingness. I take time for quiet. Not listening, not talking, nothingness. I take time for quiet. I do this every moment of my life. I do this whenever I sit down, whenever I stand up, whenever I walk anywhere, whenever I talk to anyone. Whatever I'm doing, I take time for quietness. Not listening, not talking, but nothingness. Have you ever stood before another person as they were explaining something to you or sharing ideas with you, and all of a sudden you were like not aware of anything? You were unaware the person was talking. You were unaware that you were listening. You were in a state of not talking, not listening, quiet. You were in a state of nothingness. To be in a state of nothingness is more common than we give ourselves credit for. And the reason it's more common than we give ourselves credit for is because we do it so often. We are so regularly in our state of nothingness, in our time of nothingness. What do we do in that time of nothingness? In that time of nothingness, we absorb all of our universe. We are looking out at our universe, and we are seeing it as a reflection of ourselves, and we reabsorb what we see. We reabsorb ourself in our universe. We reabsorb ourself in our world, the world that we have created, the world that we have brought forth into manifestation, into realization. We have revealed it. We have revealed our world, and it's a world of nothingness. A world of absolute nothingness. It's not a world where anything is needed. It's not a world where anything is wanted. It's not a world where anything is desired. It's not a world of incompletion. And it's not a world of completion either. It's a world of nothingness. If we stop to think about it, can we conceive of nothingness as being something in our thinking system? Can we conceive of ourselves as being quiet, not listening, not talking, but being in a state of nothing? Can you realize that you're watching a video on TV, or you're sharing with friends, or you're in a movie, or you're driving your car? And all of a sudden, you come to your awareness that you were not there, that you were somewhere else, that you were unaware of driving, unaware of being in the movie, unaware of having a conversation with friends or yourself. You're unaware. And this is the state of nothingness. Science tells us that the universe is made up of nothingness, maybe 93%, 96% nothingness. They give us this broad percentage. Maybe they say 80%, maybe say 85%, maybe 90%. They don't know. They just presume. They presume in looking at the nothingness of the universe and coming up with a whopping big figure. But it's true. They're right. They don't have to know it. They don't have to have instrumentation to tell them the detail. They don't have to extrapolate from one figure to another to say how much nothingness is. All they know is that we use very little of our brain. Our brain is a wonderful device that has the capacity to be the universal knowledge, be the universal allness, and it is that. And we have the awareness of just one tiny little fraction of it. because we haven't let ourselves dwell consciously, happily, joyfully in the nothing. When we can let ourselves dwell in the nothingness and live in that nothingness and know that nothingness is us, then we will begin to have great miracles take place in our life. Because instead of realizing there are things we don't have, we'll start realizing there are everything we do have. We are the allness, we are the isness, we are the nothingness, we are the totality, and we are the blankness of all. It sounds sort of hard to understand, and in a way it is hard to understand. So rather than try to understand that fact of life, rather than try to understand that 97% of the universe is nothing, is black, is nothing, is empty. 97% is unused. Rather than trying to understand that, which boggles our mind because we only seem to think in objective things. But rather than trying to understand that, we say, it is so. And then we go in peace. We take time for quiet. We take that time not to listen, not to talk, but to be aware of the nothingness of the universe in which we live. And this fabulous, glorious, marvelous universe in which we live tickles our palate so much. And there are people who come up with ideas and we say they're impossible. And yesterday they were impossible because nobody thought about them. Today somebody's thinking about them and they're not only probable, they are possible, they are real. You have touched the awareness of the allness, of the nothingness, and as you touch the awareness of the allness and the nothingness, you can do the impossible. Because there's nothing impossible. If you can think it, if you can visualize it, if you can imagine it, if you can dream in the nothingness and the allness, you have the power, you have the capacity to have it be manifest in your life, to have it be real in your world. Now, is this what you want to do? Is this what you want to do? Have it be real in your world? Have it be something that's fantastic in your world, something utterly outstanding in your world? If you do, then it means you take time for quiet. You take time for quietness where you're not listening, you're not talking, you're in nothing. You're in the nothingness of the allness. And as you're in this nothingness of the allness, you seem to become aware of the fact that the nothingness of the allness is pretty exciting, pretty outstanding, pretty amazing, very beautiful, very tremendous indeed. Think of that for yourself. Think that you are the allness. Think that you are the nothingness. They seem to contradict each other, but they don't. Think that you are the nothingness of the universe, because you are. Inside of you are billions and trillions and zillions and quadrillion atoms. And each of these atoms is like a speck of dust in a grand Central Station in New York. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. And it's a little speck of dust floating around in there. But you are, each atom is, each of the billions of atoms are in our body are like that. The nothingness, they are mostly nothing. But yet they are everything. And when we start realizing that we are this allness, this nothingness, we are all the atoms, we are all the ideas, we are all the thoughts, we are all the essence of the universe. When we start realizing that, then we start expressing it in every day of our life. We start expressing it in every moment of our being. We start living it for we are the power of the universe now. We are the nothingness of the universe now, and we are the allness of the universe now. And whatever level of the game we want to play, we can, because there are no dimensions in this universe. It is only all is one. But we like to call them dimensions. We like to call them lifetimes. We like to call them parallel universes. We like to get into all of these exciting conundrums. And truly, all we're doing is waiting for that moment that we say, I am the nothingness, and I am the allness, and I love it. With all my heart and soul and being, I love it. Just like I love each one of you. I love you. I love you. I love you.